This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Max Basketball, first half of our McDonald doubleheader, Max and Lady Max Hoops, here from the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, to my right, Mark Maloney, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, Sam Aberley running the controls, WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and we're settling in for the first of four games over the next 2 days. A great event here, Mark Maloney, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, I mean, I was just talking to Coach Winger out there in the, at the entrance there, and he says, man, this is a good tournament, and nothing better than to honor Mr. Denny Laramie.
Indeed.
So, you know, I'm very happy to be here and be part of that. I missed it out last year. It was the first annual. This is the second annual. So, again, they have a lot of teams here, and what a great way to end 2023.
So it'll be the McDonald Max and the Ladysmith Lumberjacks heading to the North Conference against the Western Clover Belt in our first game. Then St. Croix Central from the middle border in girls hoops takes on your undefeated McDonald Central Lady Max. We're going to step out for our first break and be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Ladysmith here on WOGO Sports. Remember, you can watch and listen live via Max TV as well, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, or link up via sports schedule at WOGO.com. We're back in 2 minutes, WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Max Basketball.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Also broadcasting with Max TV, McDonald Max Basketball against the Ladysmith Lumberjacks here with head coach Jason Lehman of Ladysmith. Coach, the record's good so far, but still early on in the season. But where would you say we're playing good basketball in these areas?
I think, you know, defensively, for the most part, we've been playing pretty well. Last game out, right before Christmas break, I didn't think we had a real good practice schedule leading up to it because we were kind of fluctuating mornings, nights, and things because of gyms and things like that. But I didn't think we played great defensively that night, but I think defensively overall is where we stand up a little bit. Scoring-wise, you know, I think we had a lot of guys that can score. So that's a good thing for us, and I think that's been showing over the course of the first six games or so. You can't really key on one guy.
Coach, I see four players averaging double figures, and again, a lot in that junior class. It seems like these young men have played a lot of basketball together.
Yes, they have.
What do you see in this year's McDonald team? Obviously, they lost a lot from what they had last year, but some of those same last names, there's some talented kids out there.
Yeah. They're coached really, really well. Coach Schilling and I, you know, we get along very well, and I know he's going to have his kids up for this game just because, you know, we got some players that play for him in the summer. But, you know, the Mittemeyer kid, Cooper, you know, he's shooting a ton of threes. The Holm kid, he's shooting a lot of threes, 166 threes, I think, in five or six games, you know. So that's a lot of threes and 110 from those two guys alone. So, you know, we're gonna key on those guys, you know, those guys especially. But, you know, they also got a couple bigs inside, too, that could give us a little trouble, too, in the Flanagan kid and Bus off the bench.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. It's gonna be a good time. I think our kids are looking forward to it. And just going up against Coach Schilling is going to be fun just for me, too. So
that's Coach Lehman of the Ladies with Lumberjacks. Back with the aforementioned Coach Schilling of the Max. This is the Denny Laramie Second Annual Holiday Classic on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
The glass, count it, and a foul of open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh, he scored. Gus Thorpe.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball, our first broadcast out of four the next 2 days for the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We're here with head coach Adam Schilling as your McDonald Max prepare to battle the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. And coach, 4-2 on the season so far. Again, just six games in, but what are you seeing about your team that you like? Where are you saying we've got to improve in some of these areas?
Well, I think we're starting to get some experience, and that's the biggest thing we really needed. So each game is just an opportunity for us to learn more about ourselves as a group and as a team. I like how we've been able to stick in most of our games that we've been playing in. There's been times where we've been down and we've been able to come back. So just kind of learning the toughness we need to play with and the defensive effort we need to play with consistently is what we're working on.
Coach, when you look at the stats, a couple things maybe jump out, saying maybe turning the ball over a little bit too much, maybe not getting to the free throw line quite as much as you would like. Would that be true?
Yeah, definitely. Both of them. I know the last game we had over 20 turnovers, and that's too many. So just taking care of the ball in critical situations is very important. We have got to the free throw line a little bit more in the last two games, I believe, but we do shoot a lot of threes, and when you shoot that many threes, it's going to be hard to get to the line consistently.
And finally, Coach, your opponent here, the first of two in this holiday tournament, Ladysmith, a lot of balance when you look at that junior class, and they get contributions from all over.
Yeah, they got a really good group. They're very well coached. That group of juniors have been playing together for a while now, and they're really good kids, and they know how to play well as a group. So I'm familiar with some of them. I have some of them in the summer, so it's going to be fun to play against them here tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. I believe the day before your birthday here, yeah. So we'll have to see if they can get you a win so you can be playing in the championship of this.
Yeah, definitely. We had a good time on my birthday last year, so hopefully we can have a repeat of that this year.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Adam Schilling, as we get ready for McDonald and Ladysmith here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's McDonald Max Basketball, first of our doubleheader here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, Mark Maloney, as the Max and the Lumberjacks of Ladysmith square off here. What's a key or two for Adam Schilling's Max?
Well, again, there are some young teams coming up here, so, McDonald maybe have a little more experience. I don't know. I know the roster here for Ladysmith is awful young. But, the kids are going to have to come out and play, again, really good defense. Let's see if we can't get a fast start. I think a good fast start is a key to getting going and getting a victory tonight.
That's your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Basketball here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks under the direction of head coach Jason Lehman. They'll start number three, Timmy Meltz, a 6-foot guard. Andrew Lehman, a 6-foot-2 guard. Number four, they're both juniors. Number five, Braden Little, another junior 6-foot-2 guard. Logan Alberson, their leading scorer at just under 19 per game. 6-foot-3 senior forward, number 23. And Lewis Zimmer rounds out the starting five for coach Lehman. 6-foot-2 forward, another junior. Where's number 32? So four juniors and a senior for head coach Jason Lehman and the Ladysmith Lumberjacks at 5-1 out of the heart of the North Conference. For your McDonald Central Max, head coach Adam Schilling, sixth season at the helm of this Max program. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard, number three, 15.2 points per game to lead the team. He's hit 22 threes. Cale Holm, the 5'10", sophomore guard, number 20, second on the team at 14 points per game, has hit 17 threes, shooting 38% from beyond the arc. Jordan Secor, the 6'3", junior guard, number 24, 7 points per game, 2.3 rebounds, leads the team at 3.5 assists per game. Carson Galvez, 6'3", sophomore forward, number 33, 9.2 points per game, second on the team in rebounds at just under 6 per contest. And Miles Flanagan, lone senior in the starting lineup, 6'3", senior center, number 44, leads the team in rebounds at 6.5 per game, 4.7 points per game for Miles Flanagan. And if my calculations are correct, as McDonald defeated Cadott 68-53 the other night, I believe that was victory number 100.
It was.
For head coach Adam Schilling.
That's I was
great
here
when my math is on.
I was here for that game, and they had a nice presentation after the game. They it was a nice little thing that Coach Alex had a little speech for him there. So yeah, it was a good thing for Coach Schilling.
Alberson and Secor will jump it up at that bulldog at midcourt. Alberson wins the tip, and Ladysmith will move right to left. Heart of the North against the Western Cloverelt. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Sam Aberley back at our WOGO home base in Halley. 103.1 FM, AM 680. Live streaming WOGO.com and watch and listen via Max TV. McDonald with a challenge right at the rim, and Andrew Lehman's shot comes up short. Carson Galvez will drop it down, and Alberson takes it away on the right block. Ladysmith with the purple jerseys, gold numerals, gold and white trim. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with royal blue numerals, gold piping and accents, royal blue on the sides of the tanks as well. No score, 40 seconds into this one. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald, another challenge at the rim. Long rebound comes out to Cale Holm, and he wants to run. Right block extended, kicks out to Jordan Secor. Carson Galvez up top, leaves it for Cale Holm. Between the circles with 1 minute gone by, no score between the Lumberjacks and the Max. Cale Holm, right wing, looks down to the post, trying to feed Carson Galvez, who has his man on his back. Now he's going to float one down to Galvez. Galvez doubled, picks out Secor. Secor lines up a three left wing that comes up short. Offensive rebound, Miles Flanagan up with the left hand, a little bit too strong. Rebound comes to the Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks work it down inside. Another good challenge in the paint by Flanagan. Changed that shot there from Lehman. Other side, Cale Holm drops down to Flanagan. Just inside the right block, he's doubled. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, 4-3, right of the circle. In and out, no. Flanagan battles for the rebound. It's taken by Ladysmith. Flanagan ties up down low with Lewis Zimmer. Miles Flanagan is everywhere. Possession will stay with the Lumberjacks.
No, it's McDonald.
Oh, it is McDonald basketball. Yeah. Correct myself. We had your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll see how those keys play out here in this non-conference game for McDonald. Inbounds, air ball on the three from the left corner for Cale Holm. Still no score. Minute 40 and change into this contest. Both teams feeling each other out. You heard in the pregame, four of these Ladysmith players play for Coach Schilling in the summer with his AAU team, Chippewa Valley Select. High post feed, Alberson falling away. Badly misses off the side of the bracket on that 16-foot jumper. Carson Galvez, right block, swings over to Jordan Secor, left wing.
Nobody seems to be shooting the lights out yet. Maybe a little too much Christmas ham sitting in
there. I guess so, too. Both of these teams coming back after Christmas break for the first time. Secor loops a long pass over to Cale Holm, high on the left, right back to Secor. Resets up top. Cale Holm left of the circle. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Gets inside his man up and in for two. And that's the first score of the game. Cale Holm goes right by Meltz. And it's 2-0 McDonald. Ladysmith up top with Braden Little. Little shoots it back across to Lehman. And Lehman leaves it on the right side for Meltz in front of that McDonald bench. Lehman up top. They'll rotate left side. Down to Alberson, their leading scorer, almost 19 per game. Long pass over to Meltz that he almost lost right in front of Coach Schilling. Cale Holm gets a foot into a passing lane and kicks it into the third row of the stands. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank.
Got an assist there off of Coach Barrett's head.
2-0 McDonald, 3 minutes into this game. And defense has been the calling card for this year's 4-2 MAC squad. Just outside the lane, dropping down to Zimmer. Zimmer finds Alberson. Good position down low. And Alberson up and in for his first basket. Now some three-quarter court pressure for Ladysmith. Cale Holm open for three. Rattles out, then back in. Cale Holm has all five of McDonald's points. And it's 5-2 the MACs. For Holm, that was his 18th three on the season. They shoot a lot, 28 per game, make 9 per game. Ladysmith thinking about an answer instead of pull up from 14 feet along the baseline. No, Zimmer battling for the rebound. It's loose off of Cale Holm. Flanagan had it for a moment. His pocket pick from behind by Timmy Meltz. Skip out left corner, three. That one back iron, no. Sikora with the rebound off the miss from Braden Little. Mittermeier to Cale Holm, right circle. Falling out of bounds, back to Sikora. Sikora high pass to Galvez in the left corner. Galvez penetrating into lane, up with the right hand, nice touch, can't get it to fall, knocked out of bounds. Flanagan battling for it, but lost it out of bounds. But again, you have to just love the effort from your senior.
Yeah, Miles is so far putting a lot of physical play into this game so far.
Manny Moore, another junior for Coach Lehman, 5'9", guard, averaging 1.3 points, comes into this game. His team trailing 5-2, Alberson. Over on the right side, no attempt at a three there for Braden Little. Alberson scoots one into the paint. He'll kick it back out with Lehman. Lehman into the left corner, Timmy Meltz. Again, four players averaging double figures. Alberson leads the way. He'll rim out a three from deep on the right. Sikora with the rebound splits two defenders. Push ahead to Galvez. Galvez to Holm. Holm has his three blocked in the corner, trying to save it, and he does to Sikora. Sikora, no-look pass. Cooper Mittermeier, right corner, pocket three. Pops in and out.
In and out.
Long rebound out to Timmy Meltz. Meltz being pursued by fellow number three, Cooper Mittermeier, and his pass knocked away in the paint. Maybe bobbled a little bit. Now McDonald coming the other way. Mittermeier to Galvez. Galvez toes up a three right side. That one too strong. Rebound pulled down by Braden Little. Not a real high shooting percentage on either side so far coming off a Christmas break. Alberson gets into his man, bodies him up, and in for two just off the right block. Alberson's a big fella, 6'3", well-built. 5-4 McDonald. Alberson has all four of the Ladysmith points. Cale Holm all five for Coach Adam Schilling and McDonald. Holm has it. Double in the left corner. Pass knocked away from Flanagan. He gets it back to Sikora straight on between the wheels. Right side feed. Mittermeier outside the arc. Drops down on the post. Galvez gets by his man. Galvez goes up strong. A little bit too strong. Rebound caroms out to Timmy Meltz of Ladysmith.
Yeah. Just can't find that sweet spot there for that basket.
Pretty decent looks.
Yes. Very good.
Manny Moore working down just inside the left block. Kick out to Alberson. Alberson leaves it for Andrew Lehman high on the right. On the McDonald side of the floor, Lehman pulls up 2 feet beyond the arc. No. Rebound gobbled up. Guess who? Miles Flanagan. Sikora, long cross-court pass. Cooper Mittermeier thought about a long three. Leaves it for Galvez left corner. Galvez to Sikora. Sikora to Cale Holm left wing. Back to Galvez. Galvez, Cooper, Mittermeier up top. Right side, Sikora outside the arc. Cale Holm, right corner. And Cale Holm and Cooper Mittermeier definitely have a target on their back for this Ladysmith team, as Coach Lehman made a point of mentioning how many threes they take and that they want to try and take away those opportunities for McDonald's. Holm down the left side of the lane, lost the ball. Another steal for Ladysmith. The Lumberjacks feed to Alberson. Alberson over the top of his man. No, fight for the rebound underneath. Manny Moore tied up with Miles Flanagan. As McDonald will sub in Grant Smisky, possession going to stay with the Lumberjacks. Smisky will sub in and give Miles a well-deserved break. Yeah, Zimmer back in for Coach Lehman.
Yep, Alderson's going to take a little break too.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back 30 in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball leading 5-4 over Ladysmith on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Our basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. On the inbounds, fall away from 4 feet for Andrew Lehman. That's his first basket, the 6'2" junior. Nice inbound action from Ladysmith. Their first lead, 6-5 here against the home McDonald Max. And the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Just inside the right elbow, kick out Cale Holm all alone for three, too strong. Offensive rebound, Grant Smisky. Smisky almost lost it, has it back in the left corner. Throws to Cale Holm at the right elbow. Back out Jordan Secor on the right wing. Up top, resets between the wheels. Back to Smisky from Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smisky back to Cooper, right of the circle. Working off a screen from Cale Holm. Back to Holm on the right side. Jordan Secor, right corner. Check there by Andrew Lehman. Cooper Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Galvez has his pocket picked as he tried to split a double team. Another steal for Andrew Lehman. Lehman down the lane. Can't get the shot to fall. Knocked away for a moment, but saved by Ladysmith. Zimmer has good position down low in the paint. Can't get his shot to fall. Carson Galvez ties Jump him ball. Up. And possession will go back to McDonald. Coach Jason Lehman and Ladysmith, they have three guys averaging two or more steals per game. Melts averages 4.2 pickpockets each contest. We've seen that already. 6'5 McDonald. They take the ball away via steal 17 times a game.
And they both teams have had great looks at the basket, but neither one of them have put a lot of them through the hoop.
6'5 Ladysmith. McDonald trails by a single point. Almost 8 minutes into this contest on their home floor. Cooper Mittermeier calling out directions. Leaves it for Grant Smisky. Right side. Smisky, the junior, up top to Secor between the wheels, rotates left side for Cale Holm. Holm looking into the paint and can't get it down there to Galvez, who's trying to post up Andrew Lehman. Smisky, left corner, up top, Secor. Secor right side, Cooper Mittermeier outside the arc. Leaves it for Secor. Secor with a big head fake on Lehman. Back out to Galvez. Carson Galvez back to Secor, falling away for three. Mittermeier from the right wing. That's the first hit from downtown for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald regains the lead 8-6.
See if this won't open it up a little bit.
Long cross-court pass for Timmy Melts. Works out to Braden Little. Little high pass, far side. Andrew Lehman. Lehman checked by Smisky right in front of the McDonald bench. 8-6 McDonald, 13 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Both teams digging in defensively, even though the shots haven't been falling. Lehman on the right side. Drops to the high post. That's Zimmer back to Alberson. Alberson 4-3. Side of the rim. No. Rebound Smisky. And Smisky just got absolutely trucked by Alberson, who, as we mentioned, going for the steal. But well-built young man. And I'm guessing Smisky says, "Hey, I felt that a lot, but usually I was wearing pads."
Yep.
Yeah. With apologies to your offensive line. I know it probably doesn't happen that often. But
no. Might have to run him a little bit more, though, this year.
8-6. McDonald with the lead, 8:49 and counting.
He's a tough kid.
He is indeed. Smisky, again, has battled injury early on in this season. Secor to Smisky. Smisky down to Eli Stepp, who snuck into the game when I wasn't looking.
Wow.
Stepp wears number two, the 5'9 sophomore guard. He is fast. Out to Carson Galvez. Well, Galvez back to Secor, but I believe he walked with the ball. Ryan Beyer and his crew are officials here for this game. Always great to have some McDonald alums out there. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. H&R Electric, call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Little up top for Timmy Melts. Melts back to Little. Gets by Secor, left block extended. Back out to Melts. Melts finds Lehman, passes up a three in the right corner, and I think he stepped on the end line. He did.
Nope. Oh, he did. Well, I thought they might have picked that Eli up for a foul, but nope, he did step on the line.
Mason Bussey comes in to give Carson Galvez a break. Bussey, 6'4", sophomore, center, number 50, 3.3 points, 4.8 rebounds. That's good for third on the team. Eli Stepp up top, comes to the foul line, pulls up for a jumper, back rim, no. Rebound pulled in by Charlie Zimmer, 6'3". Another part of this talented junior class for Ladysmith. Alberson up top, pulls up, left elbow jumper, tough shot, won't go in. Bussey pulls down the rebound. Long lead feed ahead to Stepp. Stepp down the left side of the lane, goes high. I think that could be a goaltend, but it goes in. Hoop and harm for Eli Stepp. You maybe heard the slap as Alberson got up and smacked the backboard, so I think possibly they could have called a goaltend there, but it didn't matter. Stepp had the step and the finish. 10-6 McDonald, Eli for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he's a little bit too long on the free throw. 10-6, it remains McDonald. Up top, Timmy Melts leaves it for Braden Little for Coach Jason Lehman and the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew, Sam Aberle of the WOGO Studios, and Hallie, our producer here tonight. First of a doubleheader. Stay with us for Lady Max basketball against St. Croix Central. Alberson in the left corner. He'll bounce it back up top. Timmy Melts back to Alberson against Jordan Sikora. Long cross-court pass, and that goes right to Miles Flanagan, who is sitting on the bench for McDonald. Not what Ladysmith wanted. 7:05 to go. First half, 10-6 McDonald. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Eli Stepp, Mason Bussey, Cale Holm, Cooper Mittermeier, and Grant Smisky, five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling as Alberson volleyball blocks a pass out of bounds from Cale Holm. And McDonald will have a side out on the end of the bench for Ladysmith. Long throw into the backcourt to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper will bring it across the timeline. His team holding on to a two-possession lead, 10-6. Under 7 minutes to go. Alberson went for another steal, knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, they got a
good athlete on this Ladysmith team, and they are just aggressive on defense, and have played pretty clean so far. Only two fouls on Ladysmith, none on McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier to Grant Smisky in the right corner. Smisky is checked by Melts. The work at left side. And Alberson takes it away from Stepp. Alberson down the right side of the lane. Challenged by Smisky. Oh. Up and in for two. Nope, they'll call the foul on the ground.
Oh.
So Alberson will have to earn one here. As they'll say, Smisky, I think, reached in to knock the ball loose. That's the first team foul on McDonald. First on Grant. Ladysmith will inbound. They'll throw into Zimmer, left side of the lane, and his pocket is picked by Cale Holm. Somehow he got it back, but Bussey takes it away. Mason Bussey then kind of tomahawks it loose, and Grant Smisky says, thank you very much. They're letting him play just a little bit. Cooper Mittermeier, open look at a three. That one comes up short. Long rebound back out to Mittermeier. Mittermeier tried to feed one down to Bussey, and stepping in front of it, Timmy Melts. You can see why he gets four steals a game. He is in the right place at the right time. Still 10-6 McDonald. Alberson left side. Heart of the North against the Western Clover Belts in the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Ladysmith and McDonald, nice feed inside and a left-handed finish for number 20, Charlie Zimmer. That's his first basket. Three Ladysmith Lumberjacks have scored. We're two-thirds of the way through this first half to end 8. McDonald with a slim two-point lead. Grant Smisky up top, checked by Alberson. Mason Bussey leaves it left side. Cooper Mittermeier blows by his man. Runner over the top of a second defender. No. Rebound pulled down by Timmy Melts. Melts across the timeline, a pass right side. Lehman falling away, tough shot along the baseline. Back bracket, no, out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Mason Bussey and Eli Stepp kind of got in each other's way there. Carson Galvez will come in. Flanagan will come in. Bussey and Stepp will take a breather after some good minutes off the bench. Number 10, Manny Moore back in for Ladysmith, along with number 32, Lewis Zimmer. 10-8, McDonald, 5:28 to play first half. Inbounds to Timmy Melts. Melts leaves it for Lehman right side. Lehman against Grant Smisky. High on the right outside the arc. Picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Braden Little. Back out to Lehman again. High on the right as Jordan Sikora will check back in at the next stoppage. Manny Moore. Back to Little. 5 feet beyond the arc. Grant Smisky right in his face. Pass over on the far side to Timmy Melts. Melts, feeds into the post, and
Grant's
knocked away
a second fall
from Lehman by Smithy. And as you mentioned, a little contact there. And Smithy's going to check out with his second foul. Sakura will come in for Grant with 5:04 to play. 10-8, McDonald with the lead. Two at the blocks, two in the corners. As Melts will trigger this one in, Braden Little, rather. Little finds Melts at the right elbow. Back up beyond the arc. He lost the handle, diving on the floor for it. Carson Galvez held ball possession. Will go to Ladysmith with exactly 5 minutes on the clock.
There's been a lot of jump balls already. Just hustle on both teams.
Well, has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Zimmer on the outside to Melts. Little leaves it for Lehman on the left side. Back to Little, left elbow. Kick out Lehman. Lehman has a good look at a three. That one rims in and out. Carson Galvez pulls down the rebound for McDonald. Galvez wants to run down the right side of the floor. Leaves it for Sakura. Sakura back to Galvez right of the circle. Cooper Mittermeier right wing. He hit a three from there not too long ago. McDonald's been stuck on 10 for a bit here, though, with 4.5 to play, leading 10-8. Galvez has it knocked away from him, and another steal by Timmy Melts. Maybe a little bit of an errant entry pass into the post. Lehman left wing. Lehman to Braden Little. Inside the lane. Kick back out. Ladysmith will have it with Andrew Lehman. Zimmer in the left corner. Feeds the post. Manny Moore. Giving up a couple inches to Jordan Sakura. Goes over the top of him and scores anyway. Manny Moore, 5'9", ties the game at 10.
They move the ball very well on offense.
Again, a group that's played together a lot, particularly this junior class. Cale Holm, right corner, in a 10-10 game, under four to play in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. On the right side, Cale Holm outside the arc. Holm puts on the floor with the left hand, loops the pass over to Jordan Sakura. Sakura to Carson Galvez. Galvez back out to Cooper Mittermeier inside the arc on the right wing. Looks to the post, nothing there. Over, rotating, open look at a three, book it, left wing, Jordan Sakura, sweet shot from the left side arc. And Sakura, his first three of the night, his first points of the night, 13-10, breaks the tie with 3:14 to go. Braden Little high on the right, leaves it for Melts. Melts up top for Ladysmith. That's Andrew Lehman. Lehman back to Braden Little, still on the perimeter. Under three to go in a three-point game, 13-10. Low-scoring first half. Zimmer outside the arc. Lehman up top. Goes high post. Kick out. Braden Little gets by his defender. His shot, no. Offensive rebound. Zimmer, no. And fighting for the rebound and pulling it down. Ladies miss Timmy Melts. That went through a couple pairs of hands. Melts ties a tough shot, and that spins in and out. Rebound by McDonald. Cale Holm. Out to Cooper Mittermeier, corner pocket three, right side, comes up short, Cale Holm, rebound, kick out to Jordan Sakura. Sakura down the lane, hit hard, and he will go to the deck. His shot off the mark as he was kind of shoved right between the two and the four. Good offensive rebounding for McDonald. 2:27 to go in a fast-paced first half, 13-10. The Max trying to extend this to a two-possession lead. Sakura first free throw.
It's
a nice hometown roll. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Give them a call, 723-9490. Stop by in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 14-10 McDonald, make it 15-10 as Jordan Sakura, 2-for-2 in that trip to the charity stripe. 5-point lead for McDonald, that is their largest advantage of the game. 2:23 and counting first half, McDonald and Ladysmith. Second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. First half of our Max and Lady Max doubleheader here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. New entrant into the game, Dane Prohaska, 5'11 junior. Nice feed down low and sneaking by is Zimmer for his first basket, 6'2 forward, 15-12. McDonald's lead trimmed back to three. Sakura at the right elbow to Carson Galvez, trying to get by Alberson along the baseline. Kick out Sakura. Sakura penetrating into the lane. Nice hop as Cale Holm gets an invert elbow from the official.
From the referee.
There's a foul on the floor. As what I was trying to say is a little Euro step from Sakura. He kind of slithered to the rim. Got hit hard. That's the fourth foul on Ladysmith. Cooper Mittermeier, high throw up top, and going up high for that is Sikora. Holm on the right wing, off the screen from Galvez. Back out to Miles Flanagan. Cooper Mittermeier working off a screen from Flanagan. Pulls up for a deep three. That one side of the rim, no. A little bit too strong. Rebound Zimmer of Ladysmith. Three-point game. Chance to tie or come within one here for the Lumberjacks. Zimmer up top between the wheels. Leaves it right side. Timmy Melts. Lumberjacks burning a little clock here. McDonald's committed just two fouls. Again, only six total fouls in this first half in a three-point contest. A lot of good defense, maybe a little errant shooting at times, and an errant pass there from Zimmer. Maybe someone poked it away from behind. Either way, Sikora comes streaming down the floor. Another beautiful Euro. How did he get through that maze of purple? And a finish at the rack from the left side of the lane. Jordan Sikora.
He's going through the paint there and taking a lot of beating.
Slithering, sliding, and scoring. 17-12, McDonald back to their largest lead, but Alberson says, I'll cut back into that fall-away jumper from 10 feet. Logan Alberson has six at 17-14 McDonald. 40 seconds to play first half. Sikora gets by Alberson for a moment. Right wing leaves it out for Flanagan. 35 seconds to go. Flanagan right side to Sikora. Gives him a screen on the right wing. Sikora drops it down to Flanagan. Flanagan power dribble. Goes up hard. Can't finish with the left hand. Falling away. Gets his own rebound. Kick back out to Galvez. Galvez to Sikora. Sikora penetrates in the lane. Gets by everyone.
There
a beautiful
go.
Reverse. The English off the top of the window.
Again, a huge fight in there by Miles Flanagan to save that.
He has been an absolute force in the paint. Hasn't scored yet, but he has impacted this game from the opening tip. 4.7 seconds left. The third foul whistled on McDonald. 19-14 our score.
Carson.
That was Carson Galvez, his first. Again, the team's third. Five-point game. Ladysmith with plenty of time here on the inbound. Send in a few more shooters. Braden Little to inbound. Goes into the backcourt. That's Timmy Melts. Melts down the left side of the lane. Runner changed by Miles Flanagan. Guess who? And it's 19-14 at the half. McDonald with the lead by five in an entertaining, low-scoring first half. We've got a lot coming up in our halftime show here on WOGO Sports. But again, before we go to halftime, I want to take just a moment here to acknowledge, again, WOGO, our sister station, WWIB. Our hearts are heavy. As we lost last night, the founder of our station, Mabel Louise Stewart, at 101 years old, went home to be with Jesus. She and her husband, Warren, founded WWIB again half a century ago. And so, again, thank you so much for those who've reached out with their condolences. And again, certainly the Stewart family is in our thoughts and in our prayers as well, as we rejoice that Mabel Louise is home with the Savior she loves so much. But certainly grief here this side of heaven. So again, rest in peace, Mabel Louise. We love you, and we are so thankful for the 101 years that you were given. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is McDonald Max Basketball Tournament Basketball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There
right
we
off
go.
The glass, count it, and a foul of open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh, he scored! Gus Thorpe!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family.
wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Halftime. Second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Our halftime score, the McDonald Max 19, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks 14. Stay with us, not only our post-game, post-class post-game show, but we'll move right into our doubleheader as the Lady Max, 10-0, ranked second in Division 4, will take on St. Croix Central in our twin bill here, Max and Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports. But first, our boys game here. Your thoughts at halftime, Mark?
Well, again, it's 19-14. That's not, typical scoring, I don't believe, for a lot of varsity basketball teams anywhere, really. I mean, these teams have had great looks at the basket, great passing. I mean, little bunnies that just are not going through the bottom of the basket. So, I don't know. I'm expecting the second half they'll kind of open it up a little bit more. The threes don't seem to be falling for either team, and the bunnies don't seem to be falling for either team, which is why we're at 19-14. There's been a lot of good shots going up, but again, great ball handling on both teams, although I'm a little, Coach Schilling might not like this, but McDonald's already got 9 turnovers, and again, the quickness of Ladysmith has helped with that, and Ladysmith has 6 is what I have them down for. So, again, it looks really good from up here, the ball handling, but then there's some little sloppy play going on too, so it'll be interesting to see how the second half comes out.
The scoring looked like this. 5 different players have scored for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Logan Alberson with 6, and then Lewis Zimmer, Charlie Zimmer, Manny Moore, and Andrew Lehman with 2 apiece. On the other side, a late surge by Jordan Secor for McDonald. He has a game-high 9 points. McDonald's hit 3 threes. Again, they hit about 9 per game. 5 for Cale Holm. He scored those early in the game. 3 for Cooper Mittermeier and 2 for Eli Stepp. Let's take a listen to the first half highlights. It sounded like this as McDonald leads by 5 at the half. Secor loops a long pass over to Cale Holm, high on the left, right back to Secor. Resets up top. Cale Holm left of the circle, puts on the floor with the left hand, gets inside his man up and in for 2, and that's the first score of the game. Cooper Mittermeier outside the arc. Leaves it for Sikora. Sikora with a big head fake on Lehman. Back out to Galvez. Carson Galvez back to Sikora, falling away for three. Mittermeier from the right wing. Her tough shot won't go in. Bussey pulls down the rebound. Long lead feed ahead to Step. Step down the left side of the lane. Goes high. I think that could be a goaltend, but it goes in. Hoop and harm for Eli Step. You maybe heard the slap as Alberson got up and smacked the backboard. So I looks to the post. Nothing there. Over, rotating. Open look at a three. Book it left wing. Jordan Sikora. Sweet shot from the left side arc. There from Zimmer. Maybe someone poked it away from behind. Either way, Sikora comes streaming down the floor. Another beautiful Euro. How did he get through that maze of purple? And a finish at the rack from the left side of the lane. Jordan Sikora. Down to Flanagan. Flanagan power dribble. Goes up hard. Can't finish with the left hand. Falling away. Gets his own rebound. Kick back out to Galvez. Galvez to Sikora. Sikora penetrates in the lane. Gets by everyone. There and a beautiful reverse. The English off the top of the window. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in half a minute with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonald leads 19-14 over Ladysmith at the half. Before the second half begins, it is our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We got Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey with his family. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kubishik out at Holloman Air Force Base, and I know his mother and father went out there to see him. Kyle and Nicole Liedholm are over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, enjoying their first Christmas away and in Japan this year. Greg Hovland, the Colfax grad, down at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bowles with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minneapolis, along with Kristen Levesser Davis, is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is working security forces. I just talked with his dad, Bob Billen, and found out that Carter is now down in San Diego working the Navy breakdown there. Carter's in security forces. Austin Tolleson is in the Marine Corps Reserves in Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartram, Army stationed in Fort Bragg. John Hayton, I just touched base with him. He's still in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson with the active duty Navy. Wayne Trimble, a 1996 grad at Fort McCoy. Noah Stewart down at Lackland. Alan Eckes is still in the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base. And Mason Gadel is with the Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And I really want to mention, Caleb, that I rolled through the Irvine Park, and the Brunners do a great job of getting the military people out there on that board. And I'm really nice that all of my active duty people are on that board. So that was nice to see.
Nice to see McDonald on offense as we begin the second half. And again, more military shout-outs coming up at halftime of our next game. So let us know if there's anybody even between games that we can give a shout-out to. As Alberson gets right back in the scoring column, he now has 8 with a drive right down the center of the lane. It's 19-16 McDonald and Ladysmith with some immediate pressure. McDonald original starting five. That's Cale Holm, Miles Flanagan, Carson Galvez, Jordan Sikora, and Cooper Mittermeier. Just over half a minute into the second half here in Chippewa Falls, and a long pass goes over the top of Cale Holm. Carson Galvez threw that one a little too high, and Cale has to come up within a couple rows of us to pull that one down. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. One possession game. Alberson just inside the right elbow finds Zimmer along the baseline. Zimmer goes up and did not know where to go with the basketball, and he threw it out of bounds. I thought this was a turnover to McDonald, but there's a conference with the officials.
Neither ref saw it, so it's going to be a jump ball.
A held ball, and possession will stay with Ladysmith.
Yep. Neither one of them could verify that it hit anybody.
I thought he just straight up threw it, and it didn't hit anyone. Anyway, it's Alberson off the inbounds. Andrew Lehman up top, goes back to Alberson. Alberson kick out Little wide open for three, and he ties the game from the right wing. That is the first basket for Braden Little, the 6'2 junior, and we are knotted up at 19 apiece. Quick 5-0 run to start the second half for the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Cooper Mittermeier up top, and he threw it away. Little steps in front of that pass, and Little down the lane, and Ladysmith has the lead. 5 quick points for Braden Little, 7 straight for Ladysmith, and it's 21-19. The Lumberjacks lead the Macs. Another errant pass thrown away. McDonald has committed 3 straight turnovers.
Yes.
On the right side, that's 12 turnovers for McDonald. 3 missed and knocked out of bounds by Alberson.
Putting a little bit of full court pressure on Ladysmith.
We'll need to settle down just a bit here. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Miles Flanagan sneaks a bounce pass to Jordan Sikora. Sikora down the lane and kick out to Cale Holm. Holm out to Carson Galvez, finds Sikora. Sikora right back to Galvez on the left wing. Leaves for Mittermeier on the right side. Cale Holm in the right corner. Up top, Carson Galvez. Galvez spins into the lane. Tough shot. He's bumped. Shot comes up short, but a foul shooting 2 will be Carson Galvez. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your very best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. As Galvez hits the first, he's a 79% foul shooter. That's his first free throw. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We're back to a tie at 21, 2-for-2 on that trip to the charity stripe for Carson Galvez. Little up top to Lehman, high on the left side. Cale Holm will come out against him. Right side, Braden Little has the last 5 points for Ladysmith. High pass to Lehman, leaves it on the left side, Timmy Melts. Back to Lehman. Lehman long on a jumper from 14 feet outside the lane. Pass pushed ahead. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier looking into the lane. Nothing there. Had Flanagan for a moment. Mittermeier outside the arc. Back out to Galvez between the wheels. Leaves it for Jordan Sikora right side. Sikora had 9 in the first half for McDonald. 21 apiece, almost 3 minutes into the second half. Cale Holm snaps off a 3 left corner. That one too strong. Rebound knocked loose by Sikora. And Sikora stepped on the line as he tried to save it back to Cale Holm. And again, as you mentioned, a hustle play from Jordan Sikora. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Now we are officially at the 3-minute mark. Early going second half, 21-21. Max and Lumberjacks, McDonald and Ladysmith, Heart of the North and the Western Clover Belt Conference is represented here. First half of our Max and Lady Max doubleheader in the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Just a great event. Zimmer along the baseline, trying to find a cutting Braden Little, and he threw it right by his outstretched hand into the Ladysmith bench. So an unforced error there for the Lumberjacks, matching one of McDonald's several turnovers here in the second half. Carson Galvez gets it back from Mittermeier on the left side. Flanagan has a pass knocked away and another turnover for McDonald. Alberson up top finds Braden Little. Little, beautiful pass down low to Zimmer, and Zimmer crashes to the hoop for 2 and breaks the tie. Lewis Zimmer, 6'2" forward, has 4. It's 23-21 Ladysmith. Pressure getting to McDonald a bit. Sikora just outside the lane. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier for 3. Hit. Nailed it. Chance in a 4-point play from the left wing. Cooper Mittermeier money. Mittermeier, his second triple, and goes crashing to the deck. Gives McDonald the lead 24-23 and will go to the line shooting for the end one and a chance at the rare 4-point play.
Hopefully this will that foul get him going here.
Against Andrew Lehman, his second, team's second. McDonald hasn't had a whistle against them here in the second half. Mittermeier hits the free throw. 25-23 McDonald. 4 minutes into the second half. Braden Little up top. Right side Lehman. Checked by Galvez. Lehman puts it on the floor, maintaining the bounce between the wheels. Leaves the left side for Manny Moore. Moore, number 10 at 5'9", had 2 points in the first half. Right side, Alberson with 8 to lead Ladysmith. Leaves it for Lehman. They'll get it back to Alberson. Matched up against Flanagan. Hits the side of the backboard, but Miles going to be called for a foul. That is the team's first. And I believe his first as well.
Miles first.
13:40 to go. Albertson will go to the line shooting two. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgalla.com. That's W-I-E-R-S-G-A-L-L-A.com. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Flanagan will take a break. Albertson hit the first free throw. That's his first free throw attempt of the game. Back to a one-point game and a chance to tie it here. And Albertson will rattle one in. The 6'3" senior ties the game at 25, and he's into double digits with 10. That's now a game high. 25 apiece. Jordan Secor, good position on his man, and he just bully balls his way down to retake the game high with 11 points over the top of Manny Moore. 27-25 McDonald. Cross-court pass, Timmy Meltz. Leaves it for Albertson. Albertson against Holm. Albertson lowers the shoulder, goes in strong, and takes it back for Ladysmith. 27 apiece. Logan Albertson now at 12 points.
Was not going to be denied that one.
Tipped pass, stolen away by Manny Moore. Carson Galvez had someone reach into the passing lane there. Lehman right corner, 27-27. Ladysmith a chance to retake the lead, but Carson Galvez steps into a passing lane, says, I can do that too. Takes it away from Albertson. Gale Holm, near midcourt. Galvez from Mittermeier. Now Secor right wing. 27 apiece. 12:40 to go, second half. For the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, second edition. Cooper Mittermeier, great head fake in the lane. He can't get a shot to fall with the right hand, but it sputters out to Grant Smisky. Smisky over to Cooper Mittermeier, rotates. Jordan Secor, left corner pocket, three, money. Book it for Jordan Secora as he takes the scoring lead back with 14.
Wow.
Working in hard, though, Andrew Lehman pulls Ladysmith within 30-29 as Lehman spun into the lane in a nice finish. Carson Galvez double, looking for help at the high post. Secora out to Cooper Mittermeier. Cale Holm passes up a three from the left corner with a big ball fake. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. One third of the way through the second half. 30-29. Slimmest of margins for McDonald. A one-point advantage. Grant Smisky to Cale Holm. Leaves it for Jordan Secora. Secora to Holm. Threw it away in the corner. A little miscommunication there as they were a little bunched up.
Yeah. I mean, they're standing 3 feet from each other and missed the pass.
So Ladysmith again, a chance to retake the lead as Braden Little walks it across the logo. Right side, Manny Moore. Cale Holm comes out on him. Moore looking to the post. Instead, back up top, Meltz. Meltz pulls up. Tough shot from the right elbow. That one off the front of the rim. Smisky, push ahead. Secora hangs in the air and hits. Nice pass from the QB1. And Jordan Secora continues his fantastic game, unofficially with 16 points, half of McDonald's 32. They lead by three, 32-29, 11-11 to go. Moore up top, little spacing issue for Zimmer and Little. Little has it on the right wing. Trying to go by Mittermeier, pull up, tough shot, rims in and out. Galvez pulls down the rebound, push ahead to Jordan Secora. Secora, a one-on-two, but he beats everyone to the hoop. Can't get it to fall. Grant Smisky offensive rebound, and he'll shovel it back. But a whistle.
Pushing the back before the shot. I don't know how he called that from way down the other end. But
on Ladysmith. Again, it was a miss. Smisky with the offensive rebound. But the wave off the shot attempt. That foul is on Little, his first, team's third, by the way. Under 11 to go. 32-29. Smisky up top. Galvez to Secora. Secora working against Lehman. Working around the perimeter, McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier puts the shoulder down. Goes by his man for a moment. Back out to Holm. Smisky right wing. Smisky big ball fake. My goodness, he just got a shoulder put into his face. No call. Jordan Secora left corner. Fires a pass to Galvez. Oh. Galvez turns in a beautiful touch off the front of the rim and then fell through. For Carson Galvez, that's his first field goal. He has four. McDonald back to their largest lead of the night, 34-29. Albertson forces one up off the top of the glass, too strong. Rebound to Galvez. He's done a good job clearing the glass. Kick over to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll take a quick three. Contested.
Oh,
and win it again. Another chance at a four-point play for Cooper Mittermeier. Left corner pocket bomb with the contact for Cooper. 37-29, McDonald, their largest lead of the night. Foul on Dane Prochazka, and Prochazka and Cooper Mittermeier giving each other slaps on the back. Good sportsmanship. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend.
A rare play before, but rarefied air now as Cooper Mittermeier has the chance to complete an old-fashioned four-point play for the second time tonight, and he will give him 11 points. And it's 38-29, McDonald. After the second four-point play, three rims out from the left wing. That one's spotted up by Dane Prochazka, and McDonald clears the rebound, threatening a double-digit advantage. Long push ahead to Galvez. Mittermeier up top. Alverson now on him. Galvez leaves for Socorro. Socorro with 16 points. To Cale Holm. Holm to Mittermeier. Mittermeier outside the arc. Galvez leaves for Smisky right in front of the McDonald bench. Smisky puts on the floor with the left hand. Fake to pass. Gives it to Holm. Holm cutting down the lane between three defenders. Goes crashing to the deck. No whistle. Coming the other way. Ladysmith with 9:23 to play. Alverson trying to go by Carson Galvez. No, instead he'll take an 18-foot jumper and hit it as Alberson bounces off of Carson Galvez and takes a shot from the right corner. 38-31, 7-point lead for McDonald. Winner again plays in the nightcap tomorrow evening, second day of this tournament, and named of course in honor of the wonderful Denny Laramie. Grant Smisky at the left elbow pushes a pass out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier picks up his dribble, leaves for Holm on the left wing. Jordan Socorro fakes the three. Up top, Galvez. Galvez to Smisky. McDonald find a little bit more rhythm offensively here as the second half has gone on. Tough shot there, though, from Carson Galvez as a whistle underneath, and ball just went out of bounds to Ladysmith as Galvez got maybe a little bit too deep under the hoop and tried to put some impressive English on it underneath. But that one off the mark. 38-31. Again, McDonald led by 9 a moment ago. The bucket from Alberson, and now Ladysmith trying to creep a little closer. This game has been very close. No one led by more than 5 in the first half. And it's been a back-and-forth game with each team taking the lead a couple times here in the second half. Wide open look at a 3 from Lehman. That one pops in and out. Offensive rebound a little deep underneath the hoop. He'll kick one out to Manny Moore, left corner inside the arc. Back out to Alberson. Alberson feeling it. Takes a 3, makes a 3 from the left wing. Logan Alberson.
He's the reason he's their number one shooter. Leading point.
He has 17 points now, a game high. Alberson starting to feel it again. Averages almost 19 per game. McDonald's had their 9-point lead whittled down to 4. 7:47 to go here in Chippewa Falls. Galvez looking at a 3. Takes a 3. Makes a 3 left of the circle. Carson Galvez. His 9th 3-point make of the season. 41-34. McDonald back to a 7-point advantage. Manny Moore, big head fake as he passes up a 3 and has his shot erased by Cale Holm, but they'll call a foul.
Cross the arm.
Holm at 5'10", Moore at 5'9". A clash of titans right in front of the rim there, too. But Moore will go to the line. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin, as Moore misses the first free throw. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Manny Moore, the 5'9" guard. Second free throw is good. He now has 3 points. And it's 41-35, full two-possession lead for McDonald. Up by 6. Socorro has his pocket picked. Got a little contact
there. Yeah, that
there,
looked like it went right across the wrist.
Braden Little along the baseline, kick out to Albertson. Albertson heating up, feeling it. He's got another three. 20 points for Albertson, and it is a three-point game as the senior putting his team on his back. Moore steps in front of a pass, knocks it into the official who's standing out of bounds, and so possession will stay with McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, two-thirds of McDonald's nine-point lead has been chipped away. Under seven to go now here in Chippewa Falls. Right side, Grant Smiski. A little bit of a slip screen from Carson Galvez. Said the workaround and into the corner. Three on the way. That one a little bit too strong off the back iron for Cooper Mittermeier. Albertson, oh goodness, they left him alone again. That one mercifully rattles in and out. Could have tied the game, and a loose ball foul on Moore underneath team's fifth. So fouls starting to become a factor here for Ladysmith. Albertson had that one lined up, drew a bead on it, it just wouldn't go down. Flanagan's going to come in for Smiski.
Nope,
for Cale Holm. Again, Flanagan has not scored in this game, but he has been an absolute beast in the paint. McDonald facing full court man-to-man pressure. Carson Galvez runs his way out of a double team, throws to Sakura. Sakura whips a pass to Flanagan. Flanagan kick back out to Sakura, to Grant Smiski right in front of his own bench in the right corner. 6:20 to go, 41-38. McDonald leads by just three. Cooper Mittermeier on the left wing. Up top, Grant Smiski. Smiski matched up against Moore, who will give him a wide berth. Jordan Sakura right side. Sakura picks up his dribble, loops it over for Carson Galvez. Galvez throws to Cooper Mittermeier. A little bit of a scramble there for that one. Galvez left block extended back out to Mittermeier.
That was looking ugly for a while.
Under six to play. Long cross-court pass. Grant Smiski head fake. Right elbow drops it down to Galvez. Goes up strong. Count it in the foul for Carson Galvez off the dime from QB1 Grant Smiski. And it's 43-38 as Galvez starting to heat up. He has 9 points, looking for 10 all in the second half. Free throw for Galvez. Old-fashioned three-point play. Third player in double digits for Adam Schilling, and it's back to a six-point lead, 44-38 McDonald. It's the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. Albertson has had the hot hand. He'll give it up left side. Andrew Lehman. Nice feed down low. Moore has his shot go in and out. Gets it back, though, just quick. Manny Moore, and scores over the top of Flanagan, who thought he had that rebound. McDonald, four-point lead, facing heavy full-court pressure. Grant Smiski, as Albertson runs him over in front of the scorer's table and draws the seventh foul. That'll send Smiski to the line for a 1-1 with 5:20 to play here. That's
Lehman's
just the second
fourth if that went on Lehman.
Well, I thought that went against Albertson. We'll see.
Oh, you're right. I thought four was in the area, but
Albertson's going to get a quick breather here before the stretch run of a four-point game. It looks like that is against Albertson. His second, team seventh, just two whistles against McDonald here in the second half. Smiski, first free throw attempt, a 1-1, and he calmly knocks it through. Smiski, his first points. 5-point lead, 45-40 McDonald. To make it a full two-possession advantage, Smiski gets a nice roll off the front of the rim. 46-40 the max with 5:20 to go. Braden Little up top, just inside the arc, leaves it right side for Lehman. Lehman with Smiski bodying him up, pulls up for a 16-foot jumper. That comes up well short. Galvez, another rebound to Flanagan. Flanagan looking for a guard. He finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier trying to run his way out of a double team, and a whistle full-time and a full timeout by Adam Schilling to set up a pretty critical possession here. Yeah. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, fouled up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There
right
we
off
go.
The glass, carrot, and a foul of Hoopenhorn for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storff! Found an opening!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
.502 remaining in regulation. Your McDonald Central Max lead Ladysmith in a very entertaining game, 46-40. Max have possession, a side out from our side of Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium here inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberley, our producer, back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Grant Smiski in the right corner, trying to escape a double again, 1-1. For McDonald on the next foul. Flanagan misses a shot, grabs his own rebound, muscles it out of a triple team, kick out Sakura. Sakura walked with the basketball. I think hesitated just a little bit, thinking about taking a three for a moment, thought about it maybe a bit too much. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric proud to back the Max as Ladysmith gives it right back with 4:32 to play. An errant pass right in front of Coach Jason Lehman. And McDonald inbound with Smiski to Cooper Mittermeier. I don't know if we're seeing kind of a 1-2-2. Three-quarter court pressure here?
I don't know. There's almost a 2-1-2 or just any kind of pressure, it looks like.
They've been in, again, a mostly full court or three-quarter court press for the entire second half. McDonald's had some trouble with it. Settle in a little bit. Cooper Mittermeier, tough pass to Galvez. Kick out, Grant Smiski. Smiski between a couple defenders. Out to Sakura. Sakura, big head fake. Galvez right wing. Galvez has 10 points on the second half. Back to Smiski, who's played some nice minutes, particularly here in the second half, as we're under four to play. McDonald leading 46-40. Cooper Mittermeier to Carson Galvez right wing. Leaves it for Jordan Sakura, matched up against Alberson. Alberson has a game-high 20 points. Flanagan, left side. Smiski outside the arc, matched up against Zimmer for Galvez. McDonald content to bleed a lot of clock here again as not able to foul Ladysmith. That doesn't stop them from fouling. Going for the steal, Timmy melts, and that will send Galvez to the line. This is a 1-1, eighth team foul for Ladysmith. Just two whistles against McDonald here in the second half. 3:34 to play. Flanagan will step out. Cale Holm back in, along with Grant Smiski, Carson Galvez, Cooper Mittermeier, and Jordan Sakura. 1-1 here for Galvez. With a 46-40 lead and 3:34 on the clock. Free throw. Perfect.
Got it.
That has 11 points all in the second half for Carson Galvez. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 47-40. Galvez to make it an 8-point lead for McDonald. And he will. As Coach Schilling has mentioned, Galvez has played a lot of basketball. He looked very calm that trip to the line. Driving hard is, I believe, Braden Little. And Little, his trip to the rack ended up with him on the deck. Steal by Meltz. Meltz coming the other way. A nice contest and missed at the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Cooper Mittermeier of McDonald. But the Max doing a nice job with the challenge on the breakaway attempt. 3:16 to play, 48-40 McDonald. Meltz picked up another steal. I think that's five or six steals for him, but Ladysmith is going to have to burn some more clock here to try to get a bucket on this possession. Braden Little right wing against Cooper Mittermeier. Outside the arc, Alberson calling for the ball at the right block. They can't get it to him. Zimmer swings it out left side for Lehman. Lehman against Grant Smiski. Alberson between the wheels, matched up against Cale Holm. And Alberson just shoving people down, lowering the shoulder. A shot missed. Offensive rebound put back. No. Fighting for the rebound, knocked away by Galvez to Mittermeier as the miss there from Charlie Zimmer. But my goodness, Alberson is not afraid to use the shoulder as a battering ram. Again, we mentioned he's a well-built young man, and sometimes knocking people over, I guess, comes with the territory.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
48-40. Sakura skips by a couple defenders out to Smiski in the left corner. Grant Sneaks a bounce pass to Cale Holm. Holm out to Secor on the left wing. 2:22 to play. Again, McDonald wants to bleed some clock each possession here. Get a good shot or a trip to the free throw line. They'll have one more chance at the one-and-one, then double bonus. 18 fouls against Ladysmith. 2:09 to play. Sakura, beautiful pass down low, and it went white right through the mitts of Carson Galvez. Galvez had a nice baseline cut. Just pass a little too hot to handle. 2:03 to play. 48-40 McDonald. They need to continue locking down defensively. Up top, Zimmer. Zimmer holds between the wheels. Goes left side, melts, tough shot, high off the glass, no rebound, caroms out. Ladysmith grabs it with Little, and Little lost it along the baseline. Cooper Mittermeier with the steal and the save. Back to Smisky, and Alberson picks up a nickel-dimer 80 feet from the basket as he hip-checks a little bit into Grant Smisky, and Grant will go to the line, shooting the final 1-1 here of the evening for McDonald with an 8-point lead, 48-40, and a minute 43 on the clock. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Free throw no good on the 1-1, an offensive rebound, Galvez. And Quality Propane, call 723-9490. Stop by in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. 90 seconds to play, McDonald leading by 8.
I don't know if they're trying to foul or but it didn't
a
work.
A steal by Alberson. As he took it away from Cale Holm. Alberson down the lane. Tough shot. Goes too strong. High off the window. Rebound. Cooper Mittermeier with a minute 16 left.
He goes hard. He plays hard.
And a pass knocked away from Holm and melts with another steal. And Holm this time will say no easy buckets as they both go careening down the floor. And a foul on Cale Holm. Just his second. Team's third with a minute 8 to play. And a side out for Ladysmith. Very impressed with Timmy Meltz.
Yeah.
The 6-foot junior. Again, at least half a dozen steals. Braden Little will inbounds to Alberson.
Right.
Alberson thought for a moment he had an over and back.
But he could have caught that ball over there.
Kick out left side. Lehman, quick trigger on a 3 is good. Left wing. Andrew Lehman, and we'll have a timeout on the floor with exactly 60 seconds to play, and we will take a 60-second break. McDonald leads by 5, late-going second half. We're back after this on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom? Why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Back with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV. 5-point game, exactly 1 minute remaining. McDonald with the basketball and the 5-point lead. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier, being chased from behind, but he'll get it across the timeline safely, then tied up. Yes, tied up. Possession stays with McDonald, but Andrew Lehman, right after hitting the three, ties up the Max, and Carson Galvez will inbound. We're about 20 feet below us. Throws into Cale Holm with 52 seconds to play. Holm across the timeline, and a dangerous pass knocked out of bounds by the quick hands from the Ladysmith Lumberjacks. 48.5 seconds left. It'll be double bonus for McDonald on the next foul. So, of course, Ladysmith trying to get a steal here in a 5-point game. Inbound safely to Carson Galvez. Galvez is doubled. Sneaks a bounce pass to, or Sakura, rather, to Galvez with 42 seconds left, and Smisky will be fouled up top by Timmy Meltz with 41.1 left. They'll stay down in the first as two attempts here for Grant Smisky. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Smiski first free throw, perfect. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Give them a call. Clay and the crew, ServiceMaster at ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. 3 out of 4 from the foul line, Grant Smiski. And make it 4 out of 5. 80% from the foul line. Smiski makes it a 7-point lead. 50-43, McDonald. 36 seconds to play. Tough drive for Ladysmith. No. Clash at the rim. Offensive rebound, Lehman. Lehman kicks out to Alberson. Alberson, big ball fake. Pulls up with the left elbow. Fall away jumper. Back rimmed it. No. Galvez grabs the rebound with 25.6 to play. And Carson Galvez will keep the ball on his hip and trot down to the opposite side to take 2 free throws here. Again, we'll have our post-glass post-game show. Bit of an abbreviated post-glass post-game show as we will transition into the second half of our Max and Lady Max doubleheader here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. First free throw for Galvez. Ooh. Rims out. Before that, he'd been a perfect 5-for-5 from the foul line. Fantastic second half for Galvez. Get your stat leaders. Second free throw, no good for Galvez as well. And some highlights as well. 50-43, still a 7-point game, but just 20 seconds left for Ladysmith to try to mount a comeback. Alberson, pull up, 16-foot jumper, back rim, no. Rebound, Cale Holm. Holm is fouled by Lehman with 12.7 seconds, and I believe Lehman just fouled out.
Yep. 12.7 on the clock.
And there will be a brief stoppage as Lehman will exit. Coming in for him, number 12, Dane Prohaska. Where's Gallo Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wersgala.com. That's wersgala.com. First free throw is good for Cale Holm. It's his first point of the second half, 51-43. And I believe Coach Jason Lehman conceding here as he'll sub in a couple. Mitchell Sprague comes in, 6-foot junior. Also, number 11, Ashton Clark, a 6'1" sophomore guard. And number 2, Cole Stropp, a 5'9" sophomore guard, coming into the game as well. McDonald will count to his substitutions. I see David Anderson out there, Ben Siegenthaler. Also, we will have Calvin Reinick and Dominic Hazelton.
I think
for McDonald.
Dawson Moulton's getting ready to come in, but he was struggling to get his warm-up pants off.
And second free throw is perfect for Cale Holm. That will sub him out. So Holm will finish with 7 points. And McDonald has a 9-point lead. That matches their largest advantage of the night, 52-43, with 12.7 seconds left. Inbounds goes to Stropp. He'll take it across the timeline with 7 seconds left. Leaves it on the left side for Ashton Clark. They'll work down along the baseline. The Ladysmith Lumberjacks kick out to Stropp, and Stropp will not get the shot off, and McDonald wins at 52-43 in an entertaining game against the Ladysmith Lumberjacks out of the heart of the North Conference. Ladysmith falls to 5-2 on this season, still 4-1, right within striking distance of Northwestern Cameron in the heart of the North. McDonald at 5-2 now on the season, 3-1, and in second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Don't go away. We'll have the Post-Glass post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with Adam Schilling. We'll give you a recap of the stats and highlights. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 52, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks 43. That means McDonald will be playing at 7 p.m., 6:40 pregame tomorrow evening here in the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We're back in 3.5 to finish things up on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
For the last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room from compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome. Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. We'll get your stats and highlights in a moment, see if we can catch up with head coach Don Cooper before we go to Lady Max pregame as they'll take on St. Croix Central momentarily. But your thoughts in, again, a defensive struggle here, Mark Maloney, but McDonald, again, a strong second half after a little bit of a shaky start after halftime.
It did, and again, you know, they had enough turnovers again, even in the second half. They had nine. I had them for nine in the first half and I think 10 in the second half. They took care of the ball, I guess, when they needed to take care of the ball, but I tell you what, Ladysmith was a scrappy, scrappy team. That was a good basketball game there. Again, it started off a little sloppy in the beginning. Shooting wasn't all that great, but eventually came around to it, and, you know, the kids did what they had to do when they had to do it. So, again, hats off to the boys there. It was a great win for them.
Well, we'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling in just a moment. Six players scored for Ladysmith, led by Logan Alberson with a game-high 20 points, then seven for Andrew Lehman, five apiece for Braden Little and Manny Moore, four for Lewis Zimmer, and two for Charlie Zimmer. On the other side for McDonald, six players scored as well, three in double figures, 16 for Jordan Sakura. How about 12 for Carson Galvez, all in the second half, 11 for Cooper Mittermeier, seven for Cale Holm, four for Grant Smisky, and two for Eli Stepp. And head coach Adam Schilling joins us. And coach, again, we talked about this before the game. Your boys got it done. So on your birthday tomorrow, you'll be playing in the championship game of this Denny Laramie Holiday Tournament. Mark and I were just talking about it. again, something we talked about pregame, probably turnovers a little higher than you would like against a Ladysmith team that really gets after the ball. But when you face their pressure in the second half, it seemed like after a few early turnovers, the boys really settled in and executed.
Yeah, I think, Jordan Sikora specifically was able to get to the basket and kind of get us through that little slump we had going there. But, it was just kind of an off night. It just seemed like everything was off a little bit. And if we can still win a game and we're not playing our best game, I think that's something to build on.
Coach, when the shots aren't falling, sometimes other things really stand out. And he did not score a point here tonight, but Miles Flanagan, your senior, had an incredible impact on the game, particularly in that first half.
Yeah, he was really active. We knew coming into the game that, he could hopefully get some offensive rebounds and just be a presence inside for us, and he did a good job with that. And that's what we need him to do every game, and he's been doing that pretty much the whole year so far.
Again, a game that was physical at times, too, and how'd you feel your team handled that?
I thought pretty well. We were a little weak with the ball at times, and they, took the ball away from us. But for the most part, I think, the last couple minutes of the game when we knew they'd be really physical, we were able to take care of the ball for the most part.
And looking ahead to tomorrow, again, it'll be that quick turnaround, so a chance maybe to shake off some of the post-Christmas cobwebs and get right back into it tomorrow night. What are your thoughts on that game early on here?
I know Athens is really well coached. I haven't seen a whole lot of their team yet this year, but I think we got to really just keep concentrating on defense. If we can be solid with that, I think we're going to be in most of our games, and hopefully we can play a little better offensively and take care of the ball better.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for the time. And, again, good luck against Athens. We're looking forward to day two of this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And, of course, Denny meant so much to so many of us here, glad that we can honor him again.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really glad we're doing this tournament, and it's a great guy to remember. And talk to the kids before the game about how important McDonald was to him. And, I'm really glad we're doing this tournament.
Thank you, Coach. Head coach Adam Schilling again. McDonald wins at 52-43 here over Ladysmith. Our second game will begin soon, but let's take a listen first to the second half plays here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Pick out Cooper Mittermeier for three. Hit!
Oh,
nailed it! Chance at a 4-point play from the left wing. Cooper Mittermeier money. Sputters out to Grant Smisky. Smisky over to Cooper Mittermeier. Rotates. Jordan Sikora, left corner pocket. Three. Money. Book it for Jordan Sikora as he takes the scoring lead back with 14. Him more looking to the post. Instead, back up top, Melts. Melts pulls up. Tough shot from the right elbow. That one off the front of the rim. Smisky, push ahead. Sikora hangs in the air and hits. Nice pass from the QB1. And Jordan Sikora continues his fantastic game, unofficially with 16 points. Half, I think, my goodness, he just got a shoulder put into his face. No call. Jordan Sikora, left corner, fires a pass to Galvez. Oh. Galvez turns in a beautiful touch off the front of the rim and then fell through. For Carson Galvez, that's his first field goal. He has four. McDonald back to their largest lead of the night, 34-29. Albers off the glass too strong. Rebound to Galvez. Done a good job clearing the glass. Kick over to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll take a quick three. Contested.
Oh, and win it again. Another chance at a 4-point play for Cooper Mittermeier.
Left corner pocket bomb with the contact for Cooper. Feel it again. Averages almost 19 per game. McDonald's had their 9-point lead whittled down to 4. 7:47 to go here in Chippewa Falls. Galvez looking at a three, takes the three, makes the three left of the circle. Carson Galvez, his 9th three-point make of the season. Under 6 to play. Long cross-court pass. Grant Smisky, head fake. Right elbow, drops it down to Galvez. Goes up strong, counted in the foul for Carson Galvez off the dime from QB1 Grant Smisky. And that's how the second half sounded. Here it's the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. McDonald defeats Ladysmith 52-43. Don't you go anywhere, friends. We've got our second half of this Max and Lady Max doubleheader. The Lady Max getting ready to face the St. Croix Central Panthers. But again, before we move into that Lady Max pregame, just a few final thoughts from you, Mark Maloney. Again, so Athens, the opponent tomorrow night, so 6:40 approximate start time for that pregame, as McDonald again will play another physical team tomorrow. But we mentioned this before, again, a little maybe disjointed after Christmas and getting back into the swing of things, and maybe it's good to just kind of get that game out and then jump right back into it 24 hours later.
Yeah, you know, again, this was a very physical game, too. I mean, Grant was out there getting banged around. Miles out there fighting in the paint. Kale's out there getting beat up. These guys, it was a very, very physical game, you know, and Ladysmith has a very, very good team for as young as they are. They did a nice job out there. I was impressed with the way they played basketball. And again, you know, hats off to our guys to match it and play just as physical and come away with the win. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game then against Athens.
Again, McDonald moves to 5-2 on the season and still 3-1 within striking distance of conference leader Bloomer. Next time out for McDonald again will be right here tomorrow night, 6:40 start. On WOGO and Max TV, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. And again, 6:40 approximate start, depending on how the tournament's going, as we'll have another Lady Max and Max doubleheader. Looking forward to it and looking forward to our second game here as the Lady Max 10-0 and ranked number 2 early going here in Division 4. We'll take on the St. Croix Central Panthers. Well, that'll do it for our first broadcast here from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium at the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max 52, the Ladysmith Lumberjacks 43. This has been McDonald Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We'll be back with Lady Max Hoops next.